This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is the BBC.
Hello, this is the John Toole Show, but of course you'll have noticed that the voice does not belong to John. I'm Kerry McLean sitting in for him this week, and I'm delighted that we have got Paula with some gorgeous dishes for you. She's going to be talking us through those in just a second. We tried to bring them to you during the show. Gremlins got into the system and managed to take Paula away from us, but I'm delighted, Paula, you're back with us now, and you can tell us about the recipes that you have got for today, which involve blackcurrants, one of my favourite things to sit and nibble on.
Mine too, love them. To nibble on, they're a wee bit astringent. Do you like to sit and just...
See, I love that kind of, I know, really good. Sharp, really tart flavour.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, that's good. That's probably the best way you could take them. That's the healthy way, Kerry. I'm maybe going to do it not that way.
Oh, don't get me wrong. So... I like them with cream on top as well.
Yeah, well, that's good. No, they're lovely. My next door neighbour texted me a couple of mornings ago and said, look, I've got some black currants and some red currants. Do you want them? So I'm like, I think I did break the land speed record just going over to her house, you know, so to get them, because there's nothing like them. And it had been raining. And you see that smell of black currants and rain, you know, warm rain. Ooh. Beautiful. Oh, gorgeous. Lovely. They're my favourite fruit now, I have to say. And they're only here for a wee while. Good news is they freeze well, so if you can get your hands on them, you know, give them a good wash, stick them into freezer bags and have them in November when you want to be cheered up a bit.
And when you need a big dose of vitamin C, because they're really high, aren't they?
So healthy and full of vitamin C, which is good because this will sort of make up for a wee bit of the cream and things to go on it. But anyway, I'm doing a sort of it's a cheesecake, but it's not one... It's not got a digestive biscuit base and it's not got gelatin in it, so it's a wee bit different. So I'm going to do a lemon shortcake. This is a really easy shortcake base, Kerry. So in the pan here now, I have some butter that's melting. So we've got that lovely buttery smell in the kitchen here. And then once it's melted, just a plain flour, caster sugar, corn flour and the zest of a lemon. And then just mix that up. And that's pretty much it there. Press that into a Swiss roll tin that you've lined with parchment paper, and then just plough it, you know, with a fork, just to even it up. You know, you can do it with a palette knife, but a fork's easier, you know, just up and down like a plough, and then into the oven at 170 degrees, and that'll take about 25 minutes until it's lovely and golden. And then when it comes out, that's when you mark it off. So cut it up into whatever size base you want for your cheese. So I've done individual cheesecakes, or you could do this as one big one. Don't worry about it. But I've just cut it up when it's hot and then let it cool down. And then if you try to divide this up when it's cold, they go all over the place. So it's quite crumbly.
Or just don't divide it and just have that as one portion would be my answer, Paul.
Have one big one. Yeah. Or just break it in half naturally. Yeah. You know, divide it into two.
I would make it, not tell anybody else, eat it yourself. So problem solved.
I like your style, Kerry. Yeah, that's it. So that's our base done. And it's a nice crumbly base. So you can sort of eat it. You know, your fork will go into your spoon or your fork will go into it. You don't get, you know, sometimes you get a really dense base when you're out and it's quite thick, and you put your fork into it and maybe skates over to couple of tables away, you know. So that's, you're not going to get that with this. It's a nice, easy shortcake base. And then the blackcurrant comes in. So what I did was cooked the blackcurrants down with the lemon juice that came out of the shortcake, quite a lot of sugar, and then just the blackcurrants, and just let that, you know, simmer away for about 5 minutes. Take half of that mixture and blend it. And then I did pass it through a sieve so you don't get those wee gritty bits. I don't mind a whole blackcurrant, but you know when you get a sauce and it's a bit gritty. So, and then the actual cheesecake itself is just full fat cream cheese. Don't try and do this with low fat because you'll just end up with something that looks like a milkshake. And also some sugar, and beat that up, whisk that up for about 5 minutes. And then add some mascarpone, some double cream, and the zest and juice of another lemon. And the lemon juice will bring all, that all together. And then what I did was then ripple through the blackcurrant puree. So don't actually mix it in completely. You can if you want, but just, you know, just take your, put it in and just divide it around with a fork or a knife. Just to, and then chill that for about a couple of hours. And then there's a couple of things you can do. You can just pile that onto your, you know, scoop it on onto your base, or what I did was just pipe it on, and you get this nice wee rippled effect. And then, this is not overly sweet either, Carrie, because I really like that flavour of blackcurrants.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think if you put too much sugar in it, you kind of lose that. You want that nice tartness. It's the same if you do, you know, the people that I love a good homemade apple pie, but the apple pie that I like is tart. You know, it's got a wee bit of tartness, yes, there's sugar in it, but you know it's apple, and you know you've got that wee sort of lip puckering thing going on, and then you have it with the ice cream. So that's why you still want to really taste the blackcurrants unless they're running through this lovely sweet cream, but the two are sort of working together. So it's very nice, I have to say.
But you're totally right, because I have a friend who makes apple pie who only makes it with red apples instead of cooking apples, because she likes the kind of sweetness. And I always think, no, you're losing so much not having that kind of wee tart, you know, kind of feeling and taste going on.
And plus the texture's funny, isn't it? When you're using the cooking apple.
I know. Horrified. I'm going to have to report her to the WI, I think.
Yeah, sort her out, definitely. So that's it, Carrie. And then just a nice dollop of your blackcurrant compote on top. So you've got nice crunchy shortcake. You've got your rippled creamy cheesecake. And then you've got a nice wee dollop of berries on top, and you'll get that lovely, you know, when you bite into them, that nice, where it just fills your mouth.
Oh, gorgeous.
Blackcurrants. And then stick whatever you don't use into the freezer, and you can make this in November to cheer you up when it's, when it, I was going to say when it's a grey, wet day, but
sure, that's summer.
To next July. Next July.
No, but it is, because it tastes like summer, because it tastes, blackcurrants to me are that flavour of, you know, walking through the hedges at home and picking them off and eating them as you go, you know, it's that kind of thing that throws you straight back to it.
That smell, when you walk, and the blackcurrant leaves as well, the smell of them, I think they're beautiful. I actually have, because I've got the blackcurrant leaves, I've made some blackcurrant leaf champagne as well. So if you make it kind of similarly to, I have it in the fridge. I'm praying it doesn't explode. But if you do hear of a some kind of issue, an incident, it'll be. But you just soak the blackcurrant leaves in a sugar syrup with lemon. Add a wee pinch of yeast. Leave it overnight, strain it, and put it into plastic bottles. Stick it in the fridge, and it'll be ready in a week. But tell you what, Carrie, there's a bottle of blackcurrant leaf champagne with your name on it.
So, happy days. Because I was going to say, definitely, if you're having that exploding out of your house, I was going to go and stand outside with my mouth turned open and heavenwards in the hope that some might land in there.
No. It's in the fridge, so it's not going to explode. I'm being positive. It's just I might have had an incident in the past with an exploding elderberry champagne. But anyway, so I will promise you, I'm going to go now and put a label with Kerry McLean on that and take a photograph and show it to you.
Happy days. I'll be collecting that from a nice social distance, 100%. Listen, Paula, thank you so much. That recipe will be up on the BBC Radio Ulster website. Just go to the John Toll episode page, or if you prefer, you can give us a ring, 0303 80 55 55, and we will send you that out in the post. Thank you so much, Paula. Speak soon.
Thanks a million. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.